This is Fresh Air. Tegan and Sarah Quinn are identical twin sisters from Canada who've just released their seventh album called Heartthrob. The collection is a departure for the duo, which until now has most often been categorized as indie or emo rock, whereas Heartthrob is very much a faster-paced pop album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
All I want to get is a little bit closer. All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes the breath.
That's Closer, the first single from Tegan and Sarah's new album Heartthrob, and it pulses with an urgency that's propelled by the synthesizer keyboards of one of the album's producers, Greg Kurstin. The sisters' voices entwine to sing the catchy chorus with a soaring quality that would be airy and light were the words not so earthy and carnal. Closer is indeed a song about getting closer, emotionally and physically. It celebrates a one-on-one intimacy that extends to the way this duo is reaching out to what it hopes will be a larger audience.
I can't say that I'm sorry, getting so ahead of myself. I can't say that I'm sorry, loving you and hating myself. I had nothing to show you, I had nothing to hold you down. It's killing me to walk away, how come you don't want me now?
As openly gay women who've never made their sexuality or their sexual politics the subject of their material, Tegan and Sarah have always created romantic music about falling in love and living through relationships both good and bad. In the past, it was frequently possible to distinguish between the songs that each wrote. Tegan's were often tempestuous and fulsome, Sarah's more poppy. But the material on Heartthrob is very much a collaboration of sounds and sensibilities, and these women are united in expressing the joys and the agony, the often luxurious, languid agony, that anyone who's been in love can identify with. As in this very alluring, hurt-so-good ballad, I Was a Fool.
Do you remember I searched you out, how I climbed your city's walls?
I'm glad we live in a time when the idea of putting a glossy pop sheen on one's singer-songwriter pensées don't lead to accusations of selling out. Don't let your ears slip-slide over the surface of these tunes, because this is music that's often loaded with a carefully articulated sense of doubt or hopelessness that Tegan and Sarah suggest needs to be shaken off through a triumph of the pop music will.
Hanging on to parts of me, hanging on it all.
Tegan and Sarah wanted to expand their audience with a pop album, they certainly seem to have succeeded. Initial sales have been larger than any previous Tegan and Sarah album, and they're touring in larger arenas as an opening act for the Grammy-winning band Fun. But beyond commercial outreach, Heartthrob is the work of musicians interested in explaining, with lyrical precision arriving in billowing choruses, the small moments that make affairs of the heart both so specific and so universal. When you can convey both of these elements in a single song, you're really doing the good work of popular music.
Ken Tucker reviewed Tegan and Sarah's new album, Heartthrob. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sherrock. Our engineer and technical director is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.